We're following events in Dallas this morning after five police officers were killed by snipers during a demonstration that had been held in response to police shootings, fatal shootings in Minnesota and Louisiana. Gene Demby of NPR's Code Switch team has been following the reaction to all this on social media. He joins me now in the studio. Good morning, Gene.
Good morning, Rachel.
What are you seeing out there? What are people saying?
It's really, really glum. I'm really pessimistic. There was already a lot of fatigue, I think, coming into before the incidents of last night around what happened in Minneapolis and what happened in Baton Rouge. There were a lot of people sort of saying, you know, we don't need to watch these videos. We're already sort of fatigued with this genre, this very dark genre story.
We should say that in these incidents, I mean, the people who were there, they capture them on cell phone videos and they go viral. And
absolutely. And we've seen, you know, that trajectory that happened, you know, dozens of times in the last few years. And so, especially on social media where these stories tend to generate, where they begin, a lot of people are up close and personal. And so this time around, we see a lot of people saying, like, we didn't have to watch these videos. And there's a lot of resignation, I think, around the way these stories end. A lot of, for people who want to see some kind of prosecution of the police, I think there's like less of a sense that there will be some sort of outcome that they find favorable.
Yeah.
And so there was that resignation and that fatigue already happening. And then, you know, there's the shooting of the last night, which I think only sort of exacerbated people's sort of pessimism.
Yeah. So we heard the police chief in Dallas take great pains to underscore the fact that one of the suspects said he was a lone wolf. He was, didn't use that word, but he was a sole actor, not affiliated with any group. And that's important because this happened at a demonstration, a Black Lives Matter related demonstration.
Sure.
Is there a fear that an incident like this could lead to misperceptions about the movement?
There were a lot of people on Twitter who were expressly worried about that. And they were also worried about the fact that police might be even more fearful and feel more antagonized in the way that might play out in their encounters with people of color going forward. But one of the problems in any discussion about Black Lives Matter is sort of this misunderstanding of what Black Lives Matter, how it's organized. Mm. It's not centralized. There's no sort of set hierarchy. And so, anyone can sort of claim affiliation with them. But also, anyone who has broad sympathies with their platform, who wants to reduce sort of police violence, gets lumped into Black Lives Matter. In fact, I'm not even sure that this rally, it was a gentleman on the ground who spoke to the Dallas Morning News who said that his organization organized this protest.
There were a lot of different groups who were there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so, but it's been called a Black Lives Matter rally. And that shorthand sort of complicates and flattens sort of the dimensions of the story in a lot of ways.
Gene Demby of NPR's Code Switch team will be checking in with you throughout the day, I'm sure, on this. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Rachel.